Friends, as we think about Good Friday, you can see that quite a lot of our regular church members aren't here because, of course, they've gone away over the bank holiday to see friends and relatives in different parts of the country. So many people have been traveling around the countryside and going off to all sorts of different parts of England and other places as well, I'm quite sure, just to see friends. A little bit of holiday, and it's not a bad day. Sun seems to be shining out there. Quite nice. So, Good Friday, 1996, is a very special day for us here. Special day for a lot of our friends who are traveling, going to see friends, and they'll be perhaps worshipping at church, wherever they'll be in different parts of the country. So many of our friends are not with us at the moment. They're just traveling, and I've drawn this little picture of a man driving his car going right over a bridge on his holiday. That's one way of looking at Good Friday. It's all right to think of Good Friday like that. A lot of people are traveling. They've gone to see their families. There's another way of looking at Good Friday, which we need to think about for a moment or two, because we were singing just a moment ago about the Green Hill. And when we think about that, and what it meant just outside Jerusalem for that tremendous event that took place, it is the saddest thing that ever took place when we think about it, but it was also the most wonderful thing, and that's what we find difficult to understand, how these things could be when the Lord Jesus Christ, the most perfect human being that there has ever been, the kindest, goodest, most generous person that you could ever think of, was put on a cross and left there to die by his enemies. We read in our reading earlier, which Anisha took, that there were two thieves who were put to death at the same time as the Lord Jesus Christ, one on each side, and then his cross was in the middle. And we try to understand it. You know, when I was about 5 or 6 years of age, I couldn't understand it. I knew it was very special. And I knew that the Lord Jesus was the most wonderful person who had ever lived. I couldn't quite understand about the cross, why he died on the cross. Somebody so perfect, so marvelous. Because as we read in our reading, the sun stopped shining that day. Everything went dark. The people who saw and who loved him were most terribly upset and beat on their breasts, it says, because they were so sad at what had taken place. And on the cross, the sun beating down over his head, it must have been, well, we can't imagine. We may not know. We cannot tell what pains he had to bear. That's what we were singing a moment ago. Jesus dying on the cross for you. Can we understand that? Can we take it in? Not really. We try to take it in as well as we possibly can, but it's difficult to take it in. It was for our sin, we are told. What is the text? 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. That helps us. Once we understand that it was to forgive us and to put us right, we begin to understand a little bit of what is taking place. Because, you see, the thief there, one of the thieves, I expect that he was a man full of hatred, didn't love his fellow human beings. We know that they were both thieves in any case. And so when we think of those thieves, we understand that maybe in the law of the land, they had to be punished for the things that they'd done, but not Jesus. He'd never done anything wrong. Why was he on the cross? It was as though God was saying, all the hatred, all the stealing, all the wrong things we've ever done, I want to put right. I want to put it right by coming myself in Jesus, my son. We read in the reading that Anisha took, that as the terrible moment came of the cross taking place and Jesus dying there, that everything went dark, the sun seemed to be just blotted out, nobody could see a thing. It was as though God was hiding the face of the land from the awful thing that was taking place, his own beloved son, the Lord Jesus. And it was as though all the stealing, all the hatred, all the wrong things that you and I have ever done, all the wrong things that has ever had been done in the history of our world, the lying, all the wrong things were being placed on Jesus Christ that day while he was there on the cross. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. That is what was taking place. I didn't understand it when I was about 5 or 6. I didn't know that I even understood it when I was 10. But I was beginning to understand it. And when I was 13, as well as I knew how, I asked the Lord Jesus to take my sins upon the cross and to forgive me as I needed to be forgiven. So that is really what Good Friday is about. I want you to look at that picture very carefully and think of 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. You could put your own name, your own self in there. He bore my sins in his body on the tree. So as I just wind up my few words to you this morning, and we dismantle this little picture, keep it in your mind's eye, and think once again of what Jesus did. It was like this, as though he'd built a bridge to help the whole of the human race. And the cross is in the center of that bridge. And it's the bridge that covers all the things that we've ever done wrong. The bridge of Good Friday, with the river of sin running underneath it. All the wrong things we've ever done, the lying, the cheating, when we've been disobedient, when we've been selfish, greedy, when we've left God out of our lives and we haven't wanted to follow him, when we've forgotten about Jesus and his love and we've just kept him at the side. God says, on Good Friday, I dealt with sin forever so that people could be forgiven and know that they're forgiven. So that as we think of Good Friday and of our friends traveling, and as we think of the cross there, see, the cross is our meeting place. People come to the foot of the cross in their imagination and they say, please forgive me. I want to be forgiven. And that's what we do again and again. In our mind, we think of Jesus dying for me and the cross is our meeting place. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. So that the cross is like a bridge dealing with my unforgiveness, my sin. And on Easter Day, I think we would want to say also, we're not thinking about Easter just yet, but on Easter Day, God dealt with death. In fact, the Archbishop of Canterbury, I was told by Noel Tredinnick, was on Classic FM this morning and said, I want everybody listening to me to understand that on Good Friday, God dealt with sin, and he called it sin. And he said, I want everybody to know that on Easter, God dealt with death. So it's the most wonderful weekend we could be thinking of. I hope we shall enjoy the weekend, whether you're traveling or whether you're not, to be thinking of that Good Friday, that Easter bridge, and of the fact that Jesus died for our sins. 1 Peter 2:24. I'll tell you something, girls and boys. when you learn a text of the Bible at your age, some of you are 2.5, 3, 4, 5, I don't know how old you are, 10, 12. When you learn a text of the Bible at your age, you will never forget it. You'll remember it forever. I promise you that. You'll find 20 years' time, 30 years' time, people say, 1 Peter 2:24, you'll know it. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that in a day or two, we shall be getting to Easter. We're not thinking so much about Easter now, but later on, of course, that will be our theme of the empty tomb and of Jesus alive forever, welcoming us, forgiving us, loving us. And he says, I'm your living Savior. I did it for you because I love you. 1 Peter 2:24. Shall we say it together? He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24.